With that, we will turn it over to Ms. Jennings for the report of the Resolutions Committee.
Thank you. While my whole committee is coming up, I'm going to take this opportunity and maybe never be here again because I don't have permission to do this, but I want to make an announcement. Yesterday, when Senator Slom was one of the first people to mention Facebook and the media that that gives us access to, it reminded me of what has happened in my life because of Facebook. As you know, once you're friended, people's friends and people that never knew them and people that don't know you at all kind of troll through, find people that they think might be interesting or whatever, and friend them. And I got a friend through my Second Amendment channels in the Philippines. And after we were friends for a while, he said, gee, I need some help putting a Second Amendment bill into our Constitution. And can you help me with it? And I said, well, maybe I can, but I think I know somebody who absolutely can. And that was Senator Slom. And so I got in touch with Senator Sam and said, I have this alleged friend in the Philippines. Can you help him? And I want to tell you, the Philippines have Second Amendment language in their constitution now. Thank you, Senator Slom. So, and now I'll do what I'm supposed to be here for. The resolutions are actually your chance to get what you want done here, out in public, and we can go places. The reason that we have the Gun Rights Policy Conference is to get people together and to share ideas and to get the Second Amendment more firmly established all over the country. So we have a few rules that we go by in the committee. One thing, it has to be legible. If we can't read a resolution, we can't do anything with it. Second, it has to be signed. And then it has to also have national implications to it. It can't be about a specific locality because we're from all over the place. It has to be something that has a verb in it that we can leave here as individuals and say, yes, I'm going to work on that resolution. I'm going to go home to my community and I'm going to put it in action. So it has to be something that can be put in that form. And it cannot be telling other people to do things. We've had them that say SAF should do something, NRI should do something, somebody should do something. It's only us. We are the only people that can do something. So that's the guidelines. With that in mind, the other, I don't know if I said it, it has to be about the Second Amendment specifically. It has to be about arms. And we had one very nice resolution that was presented that suggested that we go back and study especially Thomas Jefferson, who's one of my favorite founders also. We were presented with some material espousing his thinking, and we really appreciate it, and we all agree that, yes, we need to be informed, we need to understand our history, and we need to become better people through it. However, it's not a resolution that is specifically for Second Amendment. The material is on the table. Invite everybody to read it. The first resolution, I hope I'm reading the right. I might be in the wrong ear here. The first resolution is called the Amended Farmer Resolution, and it is submitted by the Resolution Committee. Whereas in May of 1986, Congress passed and the President signed into law the Gun Owners Protection Act, and whereas a provision of that legislation was the ban of importations and manufacture of machine guns, And whereas the ban on importation and manufacture of machine guns could have been removed in conference committee had the nation's gun owners advocated for its removal. And whereas in the fall of 1986 at the first gun rights policy conference held in Bellevue, Washington, Mrs. Linda Farmer of Georgia introduced a resolution that any attack on one class of firearms is an attack on all classes of firearms. And whereas the Farmer resolution was approved by the delegates in attendance without opposition, and whereas the Farmer resolution has been proposed and approved by the delegates in attendance at every gun rights policy conference since 1986, and whereas further constrictions on firearms, ammunition, and components of each continue to be made, and whereas the Second Amendment guarantees the right to keep and bear arms, and arms are not limited to firearms, therefore an attack on any class of arms is an attack on all classes of arms. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the delegates assembled at the 2012 Gun Rights Policy Conference in Orlando, Florida, this 30th day of September 2012, that gun owners across the nation continue to support the Farmer Doctrine amended to an attack on any class of arms is an attack on all classes of arms. Do I have a motion? Second. All those in favor? Opposed? The ayes have it, and I would like to take this opportunity to introduce to those of you that have not had the pleasure, Mrs. Linda Farmer. Thank you. Resolution 2, also submitted by the Resolutions Committee. This has been, this was initially submitted in 2005, and this particular gun rights policy conference has shown some legs to this one. Whereas we have a right to life, we have a right to protect that life and the lives of those around us. We therefore have a right to the means to do so. And whereas gun-free zones deny us the means to protect our lives and thereby put our lives at risk, now therefore be it resolved by the delegates assembled at the 2012 Gun Rights Policy Conference in Orlando, Florida, this 30th day of September 2012, that gun-free zones be eliminated wherever they exist, and be it further resolved that an entity or person who creates a gun-free zone in a public area shall be held liable for anything that may occur due to that action. Can I have a motion? Second. All those in favor? Opposed? I forgot to ask if there were any comments, I think, with a unanimous, any discussion with unanimous approval of both those resolutions? Probably not. Resolution 3, this was an internet submission by Paul Brochier, who is a Second Amendment Foundation member. Whereas the rights and security of over-the-road, in parentheses, OTR, truckers who are engaged in interstate commerce are severely limited due to the prohibitive laws in the multiple jurisdictions they must transit, and whereas this limits their right to protect themselves and their cargoes while traveling and to defend themselves when parked along roadsides for mandatory rest periods, and whereas the OTR truck is not only their livelihood but also often their domicile, now therefore be it resolved by the delegates assembled at the 2012 Gun Rights Policy Conference in Orlando, Florida, this 30th day of September 2012, that we support the removal of obstacles to self-protection for OTR truckers and other responsible citizens during interstate travel. Do I have a motion? Second. Any discussion? Okay. All those in favor? Opposed? Ayes have it. Resolution 4, also by Paul Brosier. And is Paul here? Okay. We combine two of your resolutions into one, so it won't sound like what you said. Yes, I might note that. We meet and have very heated discussions before we get here. Heated is what we had. And lengthy, enthusiastic, whatever. And we refine things and we bring them into an order that we understand. And then we present them to you, and you are welcome to get as heated as we do. Resolution 4, whereas federal employees and military service members enjoy the same rights to carry arms to and from their workplaces of employment as other citizens, and whereas they might need to store lawfully owned firearms in their vehicles while at work, and whereas law-abiding citizens who carry need to conduct business in U.S. postal facilities, and whereas in all these and other instances, such law-abiding citizens are denied the ability to access federal property with their lawful arms, now therefore be it resolved by the delegates assembled at the 2012 Gun Rights Policy Conference in Orlando, Florida, this 30th day of September 2012, that firearms and carry rights should be recognized equally on any federal property, and we support legislation that will enable such rights to be recognized. Do I have a motion? Second. Any discussion? We included it in any federal property. The list is intensive of how many different types of federal properties there are. I'm not taking on anything. if anybody wants to talk, if you want to come down, we don't have a microphone for you, but if you stand up, it'll be easier for everybody to hear. Yes, Mr. Brosier. Right. And we discussed that I know you presented them as two different resolutions, but the resolution is not like a bill. The resolution is, this is something that we think should be acted upon. And this is something that we think we can act upon. Now, everybody's not going to go out and talk about the military part, and a lot of people won't go for any of the resolutions. They won't really work on it. But this gives you an idea of what you can do. If you want to go towards the post office in your place, and you want to go through the other ones in separate kind of ways, this is just giving you the incentive to do that. There's nothing binding on the resolutions, except this is a good thing to do. I don't know how many of you have the trouble that I have in the post office, especially if I'm across the state line. What do you do if you happen to carry? What do you do with your gun while you have to go into the post office? Yes, you may, of course. No, I'm not going to. He has the mic.
18 U.S. Code, Section 930A, which is the no guns in federal facilities, says except for D. And D says, unless you're there for a hunting or other lawful purpose, mailing a letter is a lawful purpose. There is nothing illegal, per se, about having a firearm in the post office. The problem is they apply the rules of the building as if they were the law, and then they get the law enforcement agency to act upon the rules of the building as opposed to the appropriate federal law. And it simply would take an attorney general's, I realize you're not going to get it out of this attorney general, but an attorney general's opinion that 18 U.S. Code D applies to anybody in the post office who isn't committing a crime. It isn't illegal, but I will tell you that if you do it, they will prosecute you for obeying the law. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that one is on. The audience mic is on.
If I could just say, the objective in the resolutions is to gauge a sense of the body, not to direct any legislative or policy action. The sense I would hope that the sense of the body is that we need to take down barriers to carrying, transporting, moving, having firearms, and particularly on federal property, because on federal property, we're not telling states what they may and may not do. This should be straight across the board on the Corps of Engineers property, Tennessee Valley Authority property, postal property. Military bases, you've got the issue of commander discretion, and that would be a can of worms that could potentially get opened up. But it is my sense that it's a direction that we'd like to go. The actual taking it on, actually accomplishing it, that's a completely different matter, whether we would actually get there or not. But I think that it has to be on the radar if we're talking about federal property, that federal property needs to be uniformly dealt with. And that's my take on it.
I was told I have to get up real close to this mic. Can you hear me? In it, shall I eat it? The reason why I think making it a broad brush stroke, all federal property, is that it will give reason to people who look at this resolution, an easy way of dismissing it, because they're aware that military facilities have to have some certain control and keep our armed. We have lots of armed men there guarding the military facility and in control of it. And we also have top secret facilities where nobody comes in unless they're allowed to, and they get shot if they just walk on, let alone carry a firearm. So I'm just wondering if some of our legal experts here have a way of making this fine distinction so that the resolution sounds reasonable to the public who hears this and knows about these facilities.
Do we have any legal people here that want to jump in? We have a suggestion.
It's a base commander issue. Every base commander makes the decision. Right.
So the suggestion that I would add is, if we want to make this easier, after the language on any federal property, we could add any federal property open to the public. That would take care of these military bases that are going to be closed to us who aren't in the military and take care of top secret facilities.
That's a great idea.
So shall we amend? Do we have a motion to amend any? Excuse me, if you would come up and get in line with people, because people are trying to talk in this way. There's just a slight organization to it. Do we have a motion to change the wording? We have a problem with open to the public. You see how our meeting went this morning. This is why it took us an hour and a half to get down here.
Madam Chairman.
I thought we had a second on the amendment. Okay. Okay, we have a movement and a second to add the language on any federal property open to the public. Do we have discussion on the amendment? Okay. All those in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Opposed? So amended. Okay, the question has been called to accept the resolution as amended. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay. The ayes have it. I understand you have a problem with it, so.
Can I state the issue?
You can. We have accepted the resolution, but go ahead.
I understand. As modified and written now, it does not seem to address the issue of federal employees and military people who work on military bases or even federal property. Civilians working in private businesses, at least. Civilian employees working in Florida and many other states, while civilian or employed in a private company, are allowed to store their privately owned weapons in their cars while at their place of employment. Federal employees and military service members don't have that right.
Right. And
we should address that issue.
Well, again, the way the resolution, we have no power to address anything. Okay? as the resolutions committee and as the conference. We have no power to change this right now and say, okay, we're going to do that. However, with the idea in mind that this is not a good thing, that rights are being taken away, people can be, not to use a big word twice, but I can't think of another one, incentivized to go home and contact their senators, their representatives, and say, this is an inequity we don't like, change it. And that's about what we can do. But if we, I mean, we've changed a lot of things have changed because people have gone home and worked on these problems, even if they don't get done right away. So this is addressed in the resolution. We understand it. And we're saying this is something that should be changed. Just as the post office should be changed, two things that should be changed. There are a lot of places that you can't go that you should be able to go with firearms, with, or with arms with you. Yes, you may. Of course you may.
Just real quick, the objective is that if you put forward an effort to address that specific thing, you can point at this resolution and say, this resolution from the Gun Rights Policy Conference supports this move to protect gun rights in parking lots. It supports this move to protect gun rights in post offices. It supports this move to protect gun rights on public property. So it covers all of those bases without necessarily the resolution being narrow to each one of those specific things.
Except it still excludes federal employees and military service members on military facilities. Okay.
We've voted on it. We are supportive of you, and we have to move forward on this. And we can't take any more discussion on that one right now because I already got the hook. Resolution 5 was a condensation of a long resolution about what happened in one particular area of New York State. It has implications for the whole country. The Resolution 5 is edited by the committee. Whereas regulations requiring government permission to possess firearms are abhorrent to the Second Amendment, now therefore be it resolved by the delegates assembled at the 2012 Gun Rights Policy Conference in Orlando, Florida, this 30th day of September 2012, that we oppose any laws and regulations and so doing and support legislation and litigation to eliminate all such restrictions, not all laws and regulations. Do I have a motion? Second? Discussion? Yeah. Do you have something to say on this one? I'm sorry, we can't talk to him after. all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So passed. Resolution 6. This was submitted by Eric Solomon and edited by the committee. Whereas the United States Attorney General Eric Holder Jr. is in contempt of Congress, now therefore be it resolved by the delegates assembled at the 2012 Gun Rights Policy Conference in Orlando, Florida, this 30th day of September 2012, that we support his immediate removal from office and prosecution. Can I have a motion? Second? Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution carries. Thank you. That is the conclusion of the report of the Resolution Committee this year. Thank you very much.